This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The American Farm Bureau's trade advisor says that U.S. agriculture already benefits from deals with most of the Asian nations that just signed onto the world's largest trade deal called the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. The 15-country RCEP includes China, but not the United States. And the 11-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership that the U.S. pulled out of in 2018 would lower tariffs in a sprawling new trade region, boosting trade among members by some $428 billion. But American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson is not convinced that the deal will harm U.S. agriculture.
The U.S. has trade agreements with several of the members of the new RCEP. You look at the, Japan, China, South Korea, Australia, main members, I would say, of the RCEP. The U.S. has trade agreements with them.
But as for the tariff disadvantages inside those two trade deals, Salmonson had this to say.
All the countries I mentioned, including South Korea, we already have preferential tariff relationships with. See, the RCEP has not yet published their tariff schedules. In fact, other than the announcement of the agreement, not much has come out in specifics. So I guess that'll have to wait until we can really compare and see if we really are at a disadvantage anywhere.
And RCEP isn't expected to be ratified for possibly two more years. In the meantime, Salmonson says the Biden administration will have to confront decisions on TPP, RCEP, and more, despite the president-elect saying he'll prioritize other concerns like domestic issues over entering foreign trade deals.
Most predominantly is how to engage with China, continue the current policies, go in a different direction. For U.S. agriculture, we certainly want the Phase 1 agreement to continue, build on that. And, of course, we have a trade with Japan.
Salmonson adds that the business of trade goes on every day, and at some point the new administration will have to deal with all of this. And in news off Capitol Hill, progressives in agriculture appear to be making a push to keep former North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp out of the USDA Secretary's office in a Biden administration. Newsbreak.com says the conflict is ramping up as Representative Marsha Fudge of Ohio has begun to campaign for the job. USDA is a $150 billion department that oversees ag policy, supports the farm economy, and feeds millions of low-income households. Heitkamp has been seen as a top contender for the spot because of her moderate politics and friendly relationship with the agricultural sector. However, a coalition is working behind the scenes to eliminate her candidacy before it even gets going. They argue that she's too conservative and far too cozy with the fossil fuel industry and corporate agribusiness. Quote, there will be a big fight on Heitkamp if Biden puts her name forward, according to Carrie Hammerschlag, deputy director of the Food and Agriculture Program at Friends of the Earth. Most of the nonprofits against Heitkamp are far out on the left flank of even the most progressive food and agricultural circles. However, divisions about Heitkamp appear to run deep. The National Farmers Union, not a member of this coalition, is facing its own questions about whether to get behind the former North Dakota senator. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas and Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow of Michigan are saying the Senate has unanimously passed the bipartisan U.S. Grain Standards Reauthorization Act of 2020. The act regulates marketing standards for grains and oilseeds and extends the inspection authority through September 2025. Quote, the Senate has approved the Grain Standards Reauthorization Act, which will allow America to continue fostering a healthy domestic grain market and positive relationship with our trading partners, according to Roberts. Stabenow says, as farmers face unprecedented uncertainty and trade instability, it's vital to maintain the integrity of the grain inspection system. Quote, the bipartisan bill protects the interest of American farmers and ensures our credibility as a reliable producer of high-quality crops, she said. The bill would include customers and applicants for inspection or weighing services in the list of people that must be notified in writing when a state agency intends to temporarily discontinue official inspection or weighing service. The bill still needs approval in the House and will also require that the USDA conduct a thorough review of the agency's official geographic areas. And stay with us. More WSMI Ag News is coming up next.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
Applying the right products to the right place is essential to each crop acre. That's why growers turn to M&M Service Company for custom application. Their applicators stay focused on what's ahead by applying accurate inputs at just the right time in the crop life cycle. M&M's custom applicators maximize each acre and ensure your fields are ready for what's next. This fall, look to M&M Service Company for all your farming application needs. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members save big with the new membership benefit platform. Members enjoy access to more than 302,000 discounts on everything from hotel rooms, theme parks, restaurants, and movies to Ford vehicles, prescriptions, electronics, and more. If you aren't a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau but would like to join, call 217-854-2571. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And in our featured ag story today for a Wednesday, the November World Ag Supply and Demand Report released last week by the Department of Agriculture continued to project record soybean exports for the current marketing year. Mac Marshall, United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council Vice President of Market Intelligence, says USDA also lowered its yield estimate by 1.2 bushel an acre to 50.7, reducing the expected crop size roughly 100 million bushel to 4.17 billion bushel.
Still a very large crop, still a lot of volume that we're having on the books that's destined for export channels. But when you square it against total usage here, we're now having a very, very tight carryout expected for this year. With that reduction, now our expected ending stocks are down to under 200 million bushels, 190 million bushels to be exact. And that's the lowest carryout we've had since the 2013-2014 marketing year.
USDA predicts the expected marketing year price at $10.40 a bushel, up from $9.80 last month and the highest since July of 2014. Marshall says exports are still pegged at a record 2.2 billion bushel.
There wasn't a revision to that this month, but it's supported by the really robust export pace we've had since the start of the marketing year on September 1st. We're approaching 17 million metric tons exported already. We've got over 47 million metric tons of total commitments, and those are both record figures for this time of the year. It's all speaking to an overall bullish environment where there's a lot of really strong, robust demand happening internationally.
He also says the United Soybean Board and the U.S. Soybean Export Council are committed to finding new markets and uses for U.S. soy.
Us at USB and USEC, we're obviously continuing to work to ensure that there's developing growth and opportunities for the marketing and application of U.S. soy, be it through new domestic uses or high-volume exports overseas. We're committed to showcasing the advantage of U.S. soy from a compositional standpoint to new and existing international buyers, and also looking for new industrial uses that we have domestically.
And you can stay up to date with the latest information from the United Soybean Board by visiting the Market Intelligence page under Farmer Resources at unitedsoybean.org. Moving along now into the State of Illinois Ag News, we'll go over your crop progress and condition report from Sunday. There were 5 days suitable for field work this past week, with temperatures more than 6 degrees above normal and rainfall a little more than usual. Corn and soybean harvest is now done, so crop statistician Mark Sloysner looks at the winter wheat crop along with statewide pasture conditions.
92% of the Illinois winter wheat crop has emerged compared to 82% last year and 85% for the five-year average. The condition of the Illinois wheat crop declined slightly to 10% very poor to poor, 24% fair, and 66% good to excellent. Pasture conditions were rated 34% very poor to poor, 23% fair, and 43% good to excellent.
Average statewide topsoil moisture on Sunday was rated at 10% very short, 21% short, 66% adequate, and 3% surplus following the rain we had over the weekend. In other state news from USDA NAS, in late November, the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will begin surveying farmers here in Illinois and across the country to estimate hog and pig inventory. The survey will determine inventory as of December 1st, the size of the pig crop over the last 3 months, and future farrowing intentions. Quote, NAS will mail questionnaires to farmers near the end of November. Farmers may return the survey by mail or online, according to Mark Sloysener, Illinois State Statistician. The USDA encourages farmers to respond online at agcounts.usda.gov, as it is secure, efficient, and saves cost. Quote, this quarterly survey provides valuable information about hog production to farmers in rural communities, added Sloysener. Farmers may be contacted by phone during December if they've not returned their survey by mail or online. Quote, the survey shows that hog inventory in Illinois have been rising since 23rd, Sloysener went on to explain. NAS safeguards the privacy of all respondents and publishes only aggregate data, ensuring that no individual operation or producer can be identified, as it's required by federal law. Results will be published in the Hog and Pig Report that will be released on December 23rd and will be available online at nas.usda.gov/publications. If you'd like more information, you can call the NAS Heartland Regional Field Office in Springfield at 800-551-1014. And that'll conclude your Ag News here on a Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, November 18th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.